We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Remember, you can listen to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru anytime, 24 hours a day. All you have to do is download the radio.com app. Download that app. Search for 95.7 The Game. Then all you have to do is add it to your favorites. And then you don't have to miss a second, whether you're at home, in your car, or at work. And the Radio.com app with the rewind feature allows you to catch any moments you may have missed in the last 24 hours. We're having some fun today, trying to have some fun every day. One of the things I was thinking about last night with no sports is what do I miss the most? What do I remember that I want to try to recapture? And for me, it was always when I saw a great high school player, or when you see a great player at a young age and he or she is just better than anybody else, and how much fun that is just to see kind of greatness. And one of the ones I've heard, guys, so we're throwing out kind of all our the people that we saw in high school, like I threw out Billy Owens and for example, Sam Bowie, and we're kind of throwing each other's out. I'll tell you what I got back from some people on Twitter were the Paris twins. Bubba Paris's twin daughters.
Oh, yeah. They were
Stanford?
They were good.
Yeah, I believe
they
were
Oklahoma,
just...
Oklahoma, I believe.
Yes, I think you're right, Bonte. But I guess in high school, they didn't lose. Not sure exactly where they went to high school, but I feel free to throw in women. Best high school women's player I ever saw was a woman named Tina Nicholson, played at Penn State, and then played a year in the WNBA. She was greatness on any level, any gender, is great to watch. Let's go to Bill. Bill's in the creek. What's up, Bill?
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well.
Let me park my car here. Sorry. Hey, I've been listening to you guys, and you know, I got stories about Jason Kidd all the way to the Frank Alaco stuff. It's taken me back. I coached basketball, CYO, all the way through junior college. I spent some time at NC State, did a little bit of work with Bishop O'Dowd. So I saw Kidd play. Actually, the first time I ever saw Kidd play was when he was in the play at Haskell's. So. I don't know if that's something.
Actually, you gotta call back, and I'll take your call right away because I want to hear this. But you moved into a bad spot.
Area.
So,
yeah. Reception.
Bill, call back. I'm also trying to read this news that Kyle has put on my screen, so I'll just read it rather than try to read it and talk.
Stiving, City of doing a great job.
City of Toronto bans all public events until June 30th, and that's from Tom Harrington from the CBC News in Canada. So the city of Toronto has already banned all public events through June. Through June. That would obviously be Raptors basketball games.
Wow, that's I know it's bigger than sports, but that's disheartening. Yeah, wow, man. And you know what? I don't know how you guys feel about this, but I don't like some states are on more of a in-place shelter than others. I wish, and I know there's more cases in different states, but from a sport angle, if we don't have that, and you hear news like that in Canada, Steiny, that's definitely going to be a factor. And I don't know if you heard that they're talking about maybe the NBA will play in Vegas where there's less cases. And I'm sitting there like, Bonte, would I even want that if it was okay and the players were going to be safe, but we got to watch ball? I'm lost,
yeah,
man.
I'm lost, too. I'm already working under the assumption that the NBA is done for this season. If it comes back, I am thankful for it. And by the way, I want to share a note with you guys. I hit up DeLon Wright. Remember a couple weeks ago we were talking about best of three and best of five? Would you want a best of three? And I was pretty irate about the best of three. DeLon Wright, he messaged me back and basically said, I would take anything at this point. So there's your I guess you guys win that argument. The players would do anything to get back on the floor, whether it's a best of three, best of one, best of five, best of nine, wouldn't even matter. They just want to play ball.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be interesting.
That's a long time, man.
It's going to be interesting with the NBA because it's going to be interesting with everything, obviously. But can you – I guess you'd go a year without having a champion.
Wow.
And Toronto would still be the defending champions, I guess. And the Warriors would still have gone to five straight finals.
Defending Western Conference champs.
I mean, think about that. Think about that. Wow. Think about if the Warriors next year get to the finals, they'll be able to say we got to six straight finals, and yet they were 10-60 one year.
Wow, I mean, man.
You know,
but guess what? They really weren't 10-60. It didn't count.
Yeah, exactly. Dang, I mean, but it's got to count. See, that's the other thing. It has to count because they can't just get rid of the numbers. They can't just erase 60 games worth of stats. Let's go back to Bill. Bill's back. What's going on, Bill?
Hey guys, how you doing? First time caller ever on any kind of talk show.
Nice.
I've been listening to people talking about all the people we've seen. It just brought back a ton of memories. Because I've coached basketball CYO here all the way through junior college. I spent a year at NC State. And so going back to, I don't know how much of this you want to hear, but anyway, kid.
Yes.
I was helping out. I was at O'Dowd when he was at St. Joe's. So I got to see him play, unfortunately, against us for, 4 years. But my first time I ever saw him play was when he was an eighth grader in CYO. And he was playing for St. Paschal's. And that St. Paschal's team was amazing. And Kid had set the CYO diocese record for scoring in a game the year before as a seventh grader because he played up.
Right.
And so now is the eighth grade game. And he would have had about 50 points because he kept stealing the ball at half court. And this was the finals, so they were playing against a really good team. But he must have missed about 8 dunks. otherwise, like I said, he would have had like 50. But a couple guys I wanted to talk about was a kid named Gerald Walker. Same year as Kid, and they went back and forth leading like career Northern California scoring champions. And Gerald Walker played at Hayward High, and I was coaching at San Leandro High. And just for the heck of it, and I don't know if you guys are familiar with Walker. He was about 5'11".
Well, somebody said he was on my list. Skywalker.
I had him on my list, yeah.
Yeah, you know, USF,
Skywalker.
Right?
And
yeah,
I don't remember who ended up as career Northern California scoring champ, but they went back and forth. But anyway, so Walker's playing against us, and Hayward was awesome. They talk about athletic. They got the tip, tipped it to Walker. Like 3 seconds into the game, he goes up for like a little windmill dunk. And we kept track, and he had like 9 dunks against us that day. And then he ended up playing at USF. And my time in NC State, I actually saw him play for USF at Duke.
Oh, nice.
Grant Hill was there. But I actually, I don't even know where to go. I got to throw another name out there. You guys,
yeah, I've seen him.
Now we're going to go back a little ways. Hayward High again was really good in football long ago, and I saw Jack Del Rio play middle linebacker. He was by far the most dominant high school football player I ever saw.
What position did he play? I don't even remember.
He played center. He played center and he played middle linebacker.
Gotcha.
And then he got a full ride to USC. But he was phenomenal. He played on a great basketball team. Actually saw him play CYO as a sixth grader basketball. But he was awesome. He was a man amongst boys. He was all over the field. He was amazing. Jimmy Rollins, a little side note, Jimmy Rollins actually taught. I was a teacher. I was a PE teacher. I actually taught Jimmy Rollins when he was in eighth grade. He was in my PE class. Great kid, but phenomenal, too. He had a lot of baseball, basketball, football stories, just amazing. But the best high school team I ever saw.
One more.
Was in North Carolina. I got to see Oak Hill Academy play.
Oh.
The team.
Who was on that team?
What's his name? Jerry Stackhouse. Jeff McGinnis, who both went to Carolina later.
Right.
A kid named Mokhtar Enjai, who I think ended up at Wake. And
I remember him.
They were amazing. But locally, let's go back to Elako for a minute.
Hey, Bill, I got other guys on. But I thank you so much for calling. No, thank you, Bill. Appreciate
no
it. No, hey, that's what we asked for. That's what we get.
Delay of game.
My man. That's not a delay of game. My man. That's, no. That's, my man. That's good stuff.
I love you.
Hey, yeah, Gerald Walker was on my list.
He's on the buttons. Yeah. I just want to make sure Bill.
Oh, yeah. See, this,
I was going to say, Steiny cuts us off. He gave Bill a lot of time, man. When was the last time we talked for 5 minutes straight?
Bill was Barry Sanders. Steiny let him go. Well, he was making some good points, man.
Nah, he
was. Gerald Walker, Steiny, Hayward High. He had hops, tremendous hops.
You must be respectful of the longtime listener, first-time caller, and that is calling in any show ever.
Don't
That's
be
what Bill
disrespectful.
Said. That's right, Stephen A. Respect all
I
our
respect
calls.
Bill. Good knowledge, Bill.
Let's go to Garza. Garza's in San Ramon. Then we got to go to our producer, too. Garza, what's up, man?
Kyle's brilliant.
Yeah, talking football here, class of 99, Washington High School. I played over there, and there was a guy named Matt Rouge. Played freshman, sophomore. He had legs like tree trunks, and he was, was always doing his pull-ups, and he was one of the better players that the school ever saw. Lived off Metrex bars and stuff, but he, due to injury, got hurt, and I actually have a picture of him next to DJ Williams on DJ Williams' junior year, and he was bigger than DJ. But
Matt
he kind of
Rouge.
Lost focus, and he was.
All right, thanks, Garza.
They call him the mini Bo Jackson of Washington High, because he just there's no telling what he could have done, you know.
Gotcha. Thanks, Garza. Appreciate it, Matt Rouge. Matt Rouge.
Does it ring a bell?
Yeah, I can't.
Must
say
have been Washington and Fremont, right? Washington and Fremont.
The Huskies.
Right? Yeah. I'm not sure. Bleacher Dave's out there. What's up, Bleacher Dave? How you doing, man?
What's up, y'all? Everybody
hey.
Healthy, families, and
yeah.
all
Yeah.
Here. Yeah, I think I'm about the same era as the other dudes. I remember Del Rio. There's another dude on that team in high school at Hayward High playing against my – I was at O'Dowd at that time. But I was in the CAL and saw – to see Don Ward on our track team won the state hurdles in the highs and the lows. This is California. Won both the highs and the lows. That must have been 1980. Transferred to O'Dowd. O'Dowd had Tony Jackson. I think he was a sophomore in 81, the year that the California State Basketball Championship came back. It was like the first year after the TOC ended, or maybe the TOC fed into the championship. They won that championship. It was the first time since 23 that had been played. But the kid I'll never forget is I went to St. Joe's gym to see them play O'Dowd. That must have been, I think, 88. Because
right.
Calvin Byrd was killing it at St. Joe's.
Cal.
The dude had been California State Player of the Year his freshman and sophomore years. His senior year, he was Parade and McDonald's All-American. And so I'm watching to go see this dude jump out the gym. I think my little brother's playing JV then. So I came to watch, you know, watch some games, but to see Calvin Byrd. Dude, there was this ninth grader wearing goggles who had this bulkier body than everybody else who was like, he was knowing what's going to happen in the second quarter, in the first quarter. He was so far ahead of the game that Jason Kidd, you could take one look at that dude. I was like, I don't know what it looks like for a ninth grader to project into the NBA, but if this dude doesn't make it to the NBA, I don't know what it is. They played a tough game.
Yeah.
O'Dowd bottled up Byrd defensively. They came down to the last minute. O'Dowd leads by two. Jason Kidd stripped the ball twice consecutively at half court. Just give me those, and St. Joe's wins by two. That's the dangest dang high school athlete I have ever seen.
Yeah, I mean, thanks, Bleacher. Appreciate it. I mean,
Calvin Byrd, I seen him.
I mean, first time I saw Jason Kidd play was obviously Cal, and he was different than anything I'd ever seen. I mean, the one thing that I've heard is the one thing that really helped Jason Kidd was, you know, playing with guys like Peyton and Antonio Davis and all the great players, Brian Shaw, and they were all a little bit older than him. They were all about 4 years older than him. So when Jason Kidd was in ninth or 10th grade, whatever it was, I mean, he's playing against college guys who are really good. And he apparently had no trouble holding his own with those guys, even though he was 4 or 5 years younger.
Yeah, Bonte, and you think about, you know, the guys, Brian Shaw from Oakland and all the guys they had, J.R. Ryder, you know, going against each other at a young age, but the basketball gods gave Jason Kidd a lot of people didn't have on the basketball court, Stani and Bonte, and that's speed. I've never seen a guy as fast. Forget high school. He took it with him to the pros, and it's just amazing to watch him do basically what he did in high school, go to college, beat Duke, upset LSU in the first round, Lamon Murray, Buckley, and I believe Yogi Bear. I may be wrong. I think he was on that team.
Randy and Duck. Stewart. I think Randy Duck may have been on that squad.
But, Stani, real quick, not to hashtag random, if I had to say Jason Kidd or Gary Payton as a comp, which way would you two go? And that's not Jason an insult Kidd. To either one.
I'm going Jason Kidd because I don't think the discrepancy defensively was as wide as people would think. Jason Kidd was a really good defensive point guard. Offensively, I thought he created better than GP. Now, GP got a lot. He got a lot better offensively and started to get buckets. But Jason Kidd is like Steve Nash in a sense where it's like, if he needed to get you 20, he gets you 20. If he needed to get you 30, he gets you 30. Guy had an IQ out of this world, eyes in the back of his head. It's a fair comp, but I'm taking Jason Kidd.
Oh, it is. Stoddy,
for me, it's not even close.
Wow, Bonte.
That's a good question. Let me think about it. And in the meantime, let's go to Kyle.
Hey, guys.
What's up?
Who's you said what?
Kyle's brilliant.
Oh, thank you. I've got three.
Kyle's brilliant. I'm sorry. Kyle's brilliant and Kyle doesn't get it. They sound pretty similar.
Yeah, thank you. Yes. I have three high school athletes here. One was Maurice Drew. When he was at De La Salle, that was
his name came up a few times.
Yeah, that was the first time I watched a guy in high school, and it was like, oh, that's going to be a pro athlete. Like, he was just so much better than everybody else. Drew Gagneau, who I played with in high school, played baseball. He played at Long Beach State, and now he's with the Mets. We had a game our senior year where he threw a complete game, one-hit shutout, and hit a two-run homer, and we won 2-0.
Nice, kind of like Rick Wise.
Yeah, just like Rick Wise. I was thinking that same thing. And then Jane Appel went to Carondelet, which is De La Salle's sister school, and then played at Stanford. So she played against my high school our freshman year, and we're all standing in the front row. The place is packed because everybody's there to see Jane Appel, and we're just talking mad trash to her the whole time. And she's just 16, 18 feet, just money. And so we start talking trash that she can't hit a three-pointer, and she's not shooting threes. So she puts the ball on her hip, looks at us, gets rid of it, steps back behind the three-point line, gets it back, and just dots a three right in front of us and stared at us all the way back down the court. And it's the last time I ever talked trash at a sporting event.
Nice, nice.
Damn.
Well, Guru was
good.
She was really good. She was so dominant.
Yeah. Jennifer Azy was good, too. She was good. She was very good. Elena Deladon was great in college at Delaware. She went to a relatively small school, so she was by far the best player kind of on her team. The other thing, where are we at here? 123. You know what? So we've got to finish. What do you guys want to do? We've got to finish up our brackets. Okay.
I'm ready. Yeah, we got to give a winner, man.
But we got 3 or 4 minutes. You know, I think, let me get that.
Wheel of Fun? Do we still have that?
Yeah. Oh, there you go. Let me quick get to the, okay. So here's where we are. I think we can get to the final four. I think Barry Bonds is playing. Barry Bonds is one of the finalists, and you guys, I think, have Karl Malone as the other finalist.
No, I had Malone get member.
I have Barry Sanders, actually.
Yeah, I got Barry. Okay. I got Barry over Malone.
So we have to do, I believe, Ken Griffey versus Dan Marino.
That's right.
Ken Griffey Jr. versus Dan Marino.
Wow.
Wow, man.
I'm taking Griffey.
I'm taking Marino. Oh, man. Why are you taking Griffey?
I'm taking
he was a bad dude.
Five-tool player. I mean, he revolutionized baseball for a second. It was Bonds and Griffey. Bonds and Griffey, the backwards hat, the sweet swing, the video game. Think about the video game on Nintendo 64. The Griffey shoes that got re-released a couple years ago. Marino, look, I love Marino. He shares the same birthday as me. All-time great. One of my favorite quarterbacks of all time. Griffey just does it for me. He was just that. He had that it factor, like Marino, but it was just a little more. And the injuries that Griffey suffered when he ended up getting traded to Cincinnati, he was definitely devastating because he was on his way to breaking a home run record. He would have been right up there with Bonds. Five-tool player, stole bases, average, everything. Griffey was that dude, man. So I'm leaning Ken Griffey Jr.
And real quick, the reason go ahead, Stein. We'll get to the next. Come back.
No, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, if a computer had to spit out your prototypical quarterback and what he looked like, it would be 19 Dan Marino, 13 Dan Marino. And, I mean, Steiny, he took a team to the Super Bowl. He had some help. But at the end of the day, Ken Griffey Jr., you know, is a couple notches below Barry Bonds to me. He could do it all. But Dan Marino, the year he had with the Marx Brothers, him taking that team – the Dolphins to the Super Bowl in an era where you could just kill the quarterback and no flags would be thrown. He, to me, Dan Marino, is the Clint Eastwood of quarterbacks. And maybe it's where I was in regard to my age and watching him throw the ball around, but he was the first guy that I fell in love with, Marino, throwing that pigskin and having that quick release. I had to give him the nod, fellas. And I understand you, Bonte, but I went with Marino.
I got Marino also. And when we come back, we will finish up some bracketing. And we will also talk more about the documentaries you would love to see. We're also going to spin the wheel on 95.7 The Game.
To Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Matt Steinmetz, Daryl the Guru Johnson, and Bonte Hill with you. Wrapping up another show. I was going to say successful, but the listeners really have to be the judge of that. And
probably took 50, 60 calls. They like this topic.
Lobo. Our friend Lobo in Fairfield saying, Steiny picking Marino was a no-brainer. Marino's from Pennsylvania, just like Steinmetz. Yeah, Marino's from Western Pennsylvania. It's kind of like the Midwest, really. So I don't, but I hear you, Lobo, my man. I hear you. Thanks for listening, too, by the way. Okay, so we're down to one more matchup in the bracket. We're trying to figure out the greatest non-champion of all time. We have three of our final four in place, and the last one is either, I forget who, I have Ernie Banks versus Ted Williams. I think you guys have Ted Williams versus Barkley?
Yeah, I had Ted versus Barkley.
Okay.
And I had Iverson versus Ted.
Right, okay. I got to go with Ted Williams.
We talk
the
about
numbers practice. Yeah.
400.
Yeah, I'm going Ted Williams. Yeah, Ted Williams going to the Final Four here. He's going up against Barry Bonds in one semifinal in the Final Four. I think that's a no-brainer.
All right, so we'll do the Final Four in a second. Let's go out to Dex. Dex is in the town. What's up, Dex?
What's happening, fellas? Hey. Long-time listener, first-time caller. I appreciate you for letting me come on and kind of talk about these high school athletes. I'm not sure if anybody said it, but Dennis Dixon was a boy out of
his name has come up here and there. His name has come up for sure. For sure.
Dennis Dixon was a problem. We played them in basketball, scouted them, and they were playing with somebody by the name of Kerry Woods, who was going to UNLV at the time. And we come out prepared to stop Kerry Woods, and Dennis Dixon ends up going for close to 40 points. I went to Encinal, so we also hosted a annual baseball tournament. Sure enough, Dennis Dixon shows up, hits a home run, diving catch in right field, throws out somebody at the plate. I'm thinking to myself, damn, this dude is going to somewhere to play professional ball. Turns out he ends up going to Oregon, and if he doesn't tear his ACL, probably goes on to win the Heisman that year. But ends up going to Pittsburgh and backs up Ben Roethlisberger and wins a ring. Probably one of the most under-talked about athletes in Bay Area history. Dennis Dixon was a boy.
So he played he could score 40, and he was also the quarterback.
Yes, and if you put him in right field, he was your number 3-4 hitter.
How tall was he, or how big was he?
I think he was about 6'3", wiry, okay.
Yeah.
built like a basketball player. But you put a football in his arm, in his hands, excuse me. He was Lamar Jackson before Lamar Jackson. He was very entertaining to watch.
Thanks, Dex. Right. Appreciate it, man. Appreciate it. Yeah, I've heard that name a little bit here and a little bit there, Dennis Dixon.
Yeah, he was right about that. He tore his ACL against Arizona, I believe, on Thursday Night Football or Thursday night. And Oregon was ranked number one in the country. He was in a Heisman Trophy race. He tore his ACL, and the Oregon season kind of went downhill from there. But Dennis Dixon definitely is a guy that I read about in the Chronicle, the East Bay Times, Oakland Tribune. Dennis Dixon was that guy, no doubt about it.
510 says, I'm from Cleveland. Clark Kellogg was a man among boys. And yes, he was. Clark Kellogg was, well, first of all, what a name. Clark Kellogg. Yes, he was a man among boys in high school, 510. That's what I've heard, too. I heard he was just incredible in high school. We're just batting around some names of great high school players. Nothing. It's fun watching a great player in high school. All right, you want to spin the wheel?
Let's do it.
Want to go wheel? Let me see if we have to get the wheel out of the... No, there it is. There's the wheel.
What
Hello?
Is your biggest pet
Hello?
Peeve?
Biggest pet peeve?
Yeah.
Biggest pet peeve in general? Wow. Well, hold on a sec. Don't we have Guru's gripes today, too?
DTs.
Guru, yeah. Do you have a gripe?
Oh, I got one. I'm ready, man. I am ready. I was going to use it right here, but I got one, Bonte.
Well, hold on.
Just let me know. All right.
Hold on one sec. Just again, let everybody in. Kyle just sent me a text saying Kyle's Stein brilliant. Is cracking a beer. LMAO. It's actually a White Claw.
Beer.
I'm going with a White Claw today.
I didn't
you
hear
White Claws, man.
White
Claws. Yeah. Stein, you're a White Claw guy? Oh, man.
I mean,
I was giving you credit
White
for
Claw.
All the beer you drink. But White Claw, man, come on. That's millennial
What is
stuff.
That, B?
I don't know what it is.
I
junk is
break.
What it is. White Claw's terrible.
How about the Yak?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, we keep them in the house because...
There's no laws when you're drinking the claws, okay?
Woo, boy.
I mean,
mostly I drink beer. The claws, right?
Mostly I drink beer, but I kind of like these.
Nothing screams excitement like Matt Steinmetz.
That's love, Steiny. That's love.
I'll tell you what, one of my big pet peeves is drops at the wrong moment.
Oh, wow.
Am I an idiot?
I'm negative Nancy.
I mean, that's almost too much, the pet peeve. I mean, I'll defer to yesterday. It's double parkers. People that double park.
And Bonte told us he was one of them.
I know.
Absolutely. If I need to run in and out, baby, I'm double parking. I'm double parking, baby. I'm in and out, buddy.
One thing I was also thinking, Bonte brought this up. So this Saturday, this upcoming Saturday, if I'm not mistaken, to me, it is one of the greatest, usually one of the greatest days of sports television. You get the two Final Four games on that Saturday.
Oh, man.
And it takes up about 6 hours, and they'd be playing the NCAA final next Monday. Wow. But Saturday, like, I'm not a huge, you know, I like pro basketball way more than college, but I like the tournament, and that Saturday is a fun day to watch, no doubt.
Oh, it's phenomenal. It's great theater. Remember last year, we had two really good games, Texas Tech and Michigan State, and Virginia and Auburn, where a young man from Auburn fouled, I forget the player from Virginia's name, one of his last name is Guy, but he got drafted, I believe, by the Sacramento Kings, got fouled on a three-pointer, and he nailed all three free throws at the end of the game.
415 says, hey, guys, you need to drop the White Claws and get on High Noon Kick. High Noons are the best seltzers out there, not made from malt, but rather a real vodka and a real juice.
It's
unbelievable. I'll have to send you sometime. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, can you get it in local stores? I may get one after the show. I'm 22 minutes away. What's the name of it, Steiny?
It's called High Noon Kick, apparently.
High Noon Kick.
And the 925 says, 925 says White Claws are good. Bonte, you don't know what you're talking about. Jackie Crooks from Logan. Anybody remember Crooks from Logan? He went to Rutgers. I'm looking at some names.
He set records, man.
Javid Best, Salesian.
Oh, Javid Best, Salesian. Oh, my Lord. He was actually
a better track star
than he was a football player. I believe he won, if I'm not mistaken, text line. Didn't he win the 100 and 200 at the California State track meet? I mean, Javid Best was lethal in high school, man. If he ran for 200 yards, that was a disappointing day for Javid Best. It was like he was averaging damn near 300 in that league. He was legit.
Wow.
Yeah, I just remember him at Cal, obviously. And he was pretty good there for sure. All right, let's finish up our bracket. We got the Final Four right now, and if you don't know what we're talking
winners.
About, you can go to Twitter at Bonte Steiny Guru. Kyle Madsen put together a tournament of 32 non-champions, and we're trying to determine the best non-champion of all time. And we're down to the Final Four, which I believe mine are Bonds versus Ted Williams – and Karl Malone versus Dan Marino. That's my Final Four. What are your guys?
I have Barry, just like you, against Ted Williams, Barry Bonds.
I'm sorry, I have Barry Sanders. Sorry okay. about that. I have Sanders instead of Malone.
Yeah, Barry Sanders versus Marino.
Yeah, I have Malone versus Griffey, Ted versus Barry Bonds.
Okay, so do we all have Bonds versus Ted Williams?
Yes, I do. Yep. Yes.
Okay, so we all have that bracket the same. I'll start there, and I'm going with Ted Williams.
I knew he was. I knew he was.
Guru. I'm going with Ted Williams. You know, Bonds.
What sent you over the top?
Just, you know.
Right. But it don't matter on my
one guy,
sheet. I'm
one
looking
guy
the
cheated.
Other way.
One guy cheated.
Hey, a 344 lifetime hitter, Ted Williams. He batted 400, Bonte, so you know we love the game of baseball. That means a lot. But Barry Bonds, to me, and a guy, somebody I can say I watched his whole career, is the best baseball player I've ever seen. I know there's some controversy there. The home run king, 14-time All-Star, 7-time MVP player. I didn't see a lot of Ted. I respect the numbers. Barry was a 298 lifetime hitter, so I know Ted had him etched out there. But other than that, I just, again, fellas, thought Barry Bonds, offensively and defensively, was the best baseball player I've ever seen. So I gave the nod to Barry Bonds.
Yeah, I mean, before Barry Bonds was allegedly using steroids, he was still considered one of the greatest players ever. He was still considered, you know, he already had 3 MVPs with the Pittsburgh Pirates. I mean, the guy was legit. It's Barry Bonds for me. You know, the playoff, he kind of redeemed himself, too, in the 0-2 playoffs when they beat the Cardinals and they beat the
That ball's still going against the Angels. It's still going against the Angels. It's still in the air.
No doubt. It's still traveling. I'm going Barry Bonds, but this is a close matchup. That's why it's a Final Four. And I'm giving the edge to Barry Lamar Bonds.
So, I want you guys to comprehend something. So, Ted Williams, on the last day of the season, is hitting 400. He's hitting 399.8 or something like that, which is 400. The Red Sox, on the last day of the season, they have a doubleheader in Philadelphia against Philadelphia, probably the A's back then.
Philadelphia A's, yeah.
Now, I don't know about you, but I remember when Troy Murphy of the Golden State Warriors sat out of the last game of the season once to protect his double-double average for the entire season. So Ted Williams could have sat out and hit 400. Instead, he plays and he goes 6-for-8 in the doubleheader and ends up hitting 406. I mean, think about that. You want to talk about, I mean,
guys would have sat out today. They wouldn't have sat. They wouldn't have played that. That would have been load management.
He was 4-for-5 in the first game. Wow. 4-for-5.
He could hit.
Have you guys read The Teammates?
No, I haven't.
No.
You guys, since you're quarantined, look up The Teammates. It's a great book. It's about Ted Williams, Bobby Doerr, Dom DiMaggio, and Johnny Pesky. They were all super close friends from being on the Red Sox together. And it's a story about, like, them after their days and how they still kind of hung out and stuff. But they go back and tell old stories from each other, and it's pretty cool.
Look at you, Pappas.
Yeah.
Respecting your history.
I try.
I like it.
Hey,
no, you do. You know what I should have known? You know what, Pappas? I should have known that you respect your history because you respect your musical history. Wow. So that would naturally mean that you probably respect your sports history, too.
Thank you, Matthew.
Hey,
welcome.
The first game of that doubleheader, the Red Sox won 12-11 over the Philadelphia A's. That game took 1 hour and 40 minutes.
Wow.
Runs.
How many pitchers?
Less than 2 hours.
How many pitchers? Can you see real quick?
Yeah, they used, looks like a few. Four pitchers, it looks like.
Interesting.
Five. Wow.
Confirmed 5.
All right, the other side of the bracket, I have Barry Sanders versus Dan Marino. I'm going Marino.
I took Marino, too.
Yeah, I had Carl Malone against Ken Griffey Jr.
Right.
And, man, I have to go with Carl Malone because of the longevity and the health. Mm. The health puts Carl Malone over the top because Griffey, if he didn't suffer those leg injuries, who knows what his career may have been. So I have to go with Malone here to meet Barry Bonds in the final.
All right. And my final is Ted Williams versus Dan Marino. I think that's what you have too, Goo.
No, I got Barry Bonds versus Barry Bonds versus.
Oh, right,
Dan
right.
Marino.
That's right. I got yeah. Bonds is gone for me.
I'm excited.
And I'm taking Dan Marino over Ted Williams. Dan Marino over Ted Williams, and
wow,
there it is.
I had Barry Bonds, Bonte, over Dan Marino. Barry is the best player not to get a ring.
I got Barry over Carl Malone. Barry Bonds, best player to never win a ring of all time.
And you guys are, and you guys are okay with Crown and Barry Bonds as
I'm totally okay with Barry Bonds.
Oh, man. If Bud Selig trying,
Bud Selig let Sammy Sosa and Mark McGwire get away with it for a long time. Ain't no problem with letting Barry Bonds. Who really cares, man? At this point, the steroid era.
Hey, I mean, you know
Barry
what?
Bonds, you know he may have used it to get back from injuries or whatnot. But you know
best
what? The numbers are the numbers. Barry Bonds.
Hey, speaking of documentary and the Bash Brothers, I'd like to see a documentary on what was going on in them locker rooms and who was that, you know, who all was using the stuff. You know what I mean? Because I love La Russa, but that all happened under his watch. And when I think of La Russa, I think of like a Captain America, you know, of coaches, of managers, and maybe he didn't know what was going on, but Steiny, we talked about what we would be as manager and coaches. If there was stuff going on in the Guru's locker room or clubhouse, I'm going to know about it because I'm going to have spies. You know what
you
I
know
mean?
What? Steroids didn't help everybody. I remember Armando Rios popping juice, and he was getting demoted back to the minor leagues. So steroids didn't help everybody. It didn't help everybody in Major League Baseball.
It didn't help everybody. You're right.
I wanted to – oh, Guru. Let's do the gripe. Got to do the gripe.
Yeah.
We have a sound?
It's time for Guru's Gripes. Yeah. Fire away, Guru.
I'm a fire away.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
You're starting to piss me off.
Guru, all right.
We're going please relax. Don't make me angry, pal. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
King Kong ain't got on me.
It's time for Guru's Gripes.
Mother sucker.
I'm sorry.
Okay. So hold on one sec. Did you hear that and just disregard it?
Yeah, what? I wanted to get more time for the show so you guys could talk. So I tried to overtalk Steph.
Going up.
Yeah. All right.
Being a it team was player. More than just Steph, though. It was an entire open.
Yeah, there's a whole open that we always do.
Did you remember? Did you forget about the open?
I'm not going to take That's it anymore, man.
I could not care less.
All right.
So, Steiny, you and Monte don't know this, but I went to get a PlayStation in Pappas Snows last Friday.
Yep.
And I know a lot of places aren't open, but I went to like 9 places, and I tried to get Madden. And everywhere I went, they said, oh, we can't hold it for you, Mr. Johnson. Just come in and get it. So the last place, which was the 10th spot I went to all Friday, last Friday, the guy gets the last copy. I felt like Larry David right in front of me. And I go, oh, my goodness, this can't be real life. So I'm driving home, and I get one referral to call one other place, and I'm saying to myself, and the guy told me, he goes, they may be closed. So I dial the number, and you know I'm different and I'm special. In my mind, I'm like, if I hear a human's voice, and I'm tasting it, I need the game. If I hear a human's voice, fellas, that means they're open because I got a human. You know, and if they're not open, I'm going to get the standard voicemail, and I'll deal with the pain. So I call. My son didn't call with me. He goes, Dad, they're probably going to be closed. 2 rings. The guy picks up and goes, thanks for calling. I won't say the place such and such, but we're closed. And I told him, why would you answer to give the bad news? Just let the voicemail pick it up. If you're closed, I don't need to hear the human to give me the bad news. And I let him say, you guys need to fix that. I told him before he hung up. Why would you answer to give the bad news? Damn it. Let the answer machine, Steiny and Bonte, tell the consumer they're closed and that hurt won't hurt as much.
B?
Tell me you feel me.
I feel you.
Why
dude.
Would you? If hello, you're closed, close.
If you're closed, no. Yeah, don't pick up the phone. Just let it go to voicemail let me. You know what I'm saying?
Hello.
You know what, Goo? That's a good point, man. I'm with you there because if they answer, you get your hopes up. You're like, oh, where are you located at?
We got
you
action.
Have a copy of the bat. It's like, oh wait, we're actually closed. It's like, dude, you don't need to pick up the phone after you're closed. Your hours are done. Go clean up the store or something.
Or you're telling me, Steiny, you like giving bad news.
Yeah,
you like answering.
That's what I was attracted to. I was attracted to the gentleman who's closed, sees the phone, hears the phone ring, and's like, I'm going to have a little fun. Like, I kind of, like, I get both sides. Boy. I guess I get why you should be like, well, then why'd you answer the phone? But I get why he would. He could be like, because it's my stop. It's my store. It's my shop. And I don't know you. And I'll answer my phone if I want.
Yeah, he enjoyed it. That's all. Thanks for listening.
I just. Oh boy, that's no. But I get you there. I get you there. No doubt about it. All right. Well, this has been fun. This has been a fun day.
I had a blast.
We've gotten we got a lot of high school greatness in high school. We have about what, a minute to go, Pappas?
Yeah.
Because there's a couple things we didn't get to. One was Kyle. Bonte, you said you were cooking.
Kyle's brilliant.
You're going to cook a little bit more. So Kyle had the idea that maybe. Down the line, we'll share some recipes. Perhaps wow. he's got a potato curry recipe he wants to share with you guys and the listener. We might be able to do that. I'm going to try to, as I said, the Bay Area is drinking 42% more alcohol right now during the shelter in place than normal. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to try to lower that to 40% by tomorrow. I'm not going to drink today. See if it goes down.
Well, I'll drink for you. That. So it's going to go up on this end.
I'll do my part. I've been sipping a glass of red wine every single night, and I'm not slowing down.
Wow. Okay.
I'll have a few beers.
That's a good drop right there. That is a good drop. All right, the boys are next, and you know who the boys are. Damon Bruce, Ray Ratto. And Matt Kolsky, JD is in. JD, John Dickinson, he's in for Kolsky. I'm out of here. So is everybody else.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.